This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in coming years. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, Modi said in about 10 years they have met 17 times and in the last 25 years they have had around 22 bilateral meetings. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of their relations. He said world had to face multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying it has helped Indian farmers and Indian consumers. The Prime Minister said when the world was facing the challenge of fuels, Russia's support helped India in fulfilling the petrol and diesel requirements of the common man. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure, addressing the Indian community in Moscow, Russia. Modi said today's India achieves whatever goal it sets. He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. He said that India has contributed 15% to the global economy and he likes to challenge the challenges. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive joint search operation was today launched by the security forces to track down terrorists responsible for the deadly terror attack in Mashhadi area of Kathua district yesterday that left 5 army personnel dead and 5 other injured. The joint cordon and search operation was launched by army, police and CRPF in the Kathua district. 3 to 4 terrorists, mostly foreigners, are believed to have executed the attack. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal attended Samwad 2024, the first outreach program for investors and industry in the northeastern region in Itanagar on Monday. Goyal engaged in a series of high-level meetings with state officials, business leaders and local entrepreneurs to explore new opportunities for trade investment and sustainable development. The minister assured the local entrepreneurs central government support in addressing their concerns and promoting entrepreneurship. He also launched the Uttar Purva Transformative Industrialization Unnati Scheme booklet and handed over registration certificates for the Modi government's policy for industrial development and employment generation in the Northeast. Goyal called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan today. They discussed avenues for marketing of horticulture and textile and handicrafts products of Arunachal Pradesh in the national and international markets and promotion of indigenous production. The governor said that many horticulture products, particularly kiwi, are cultivated in Arunachal Pradesh in large quantities. With assistance from the ministry, farmers can earn a handsome amount. He suggested freight trains and cold storage to the union minister to enhance the socio-economic development of the state. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Development Kiran Rijiju today said that the tendering process for the frontier highways along the Indo-China border has been initiated. He added that the highway will cost around 40,000 crore, which will be the highest in the country for single largest road project. He also assured that all the villagers in the area of the road project will receive land compensation. He also said that along the border with Assam, an industrial corridor road project is in the final stage and preparing of the DPR for the said project is in progress. The Siang District Administration issued a public notice today to avoid journeys at night and early in the morning through Pangin Alo National Highway 13. There are reports of unprecedented frequent landslides reported in between Lokpeng and Pangin Tri-Junction. Siang DC also ordered to mobilize adequate number of manpower and machinery at this stretch to tackle the road blockade. The Itanagar Meteorological Center has issued red alerts for widespread heavy rainfall in 5 districts of the state. The 5 districts are Lower Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and Namsai. West Kameng, East Kameng, Papumpare, Kamle, Leparada. West Kameng, West Siang, Dibang Valley, Anjao and Changlang districts were also issued alert for heavy rainfall. The Pakekesang district police on Sunday apprehended a child in conflict with law, CCL, in connection with the death of a minor girl. The CCL was sent to the Juvenile Justice Board, SEPA. Pakekesang SP Tasidarang said that information was received that a girl has been found dead in her room in Goleko village. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.